systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to Jabble. Today is a Wednesday, July 21st, 2010, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
What's up? Episode 377, the Wednesday night show.
377.
I know it.
Are you serious?
I'm so fucking serious right
now. You're for fucking cereal.
Hold on.
Dude, like...
This is like, my serious face.
Like, for Fruit Loops for cereal, or
for
like
so
Kellogg's?
Cereal. Dude. I'm the Cap'n Crunch of this cereal mess.
Wow, dude. Fucking, yeah. That's a lot of episodes.
406-204-4687. Give us a call. Happy birthday to my mother.
Happy birthday.
I actually...
Another year.
Woo! I know. She's 71.
She is not, dude.
No, she is not.
She's in her 50s, right?
I honestly, I have no idea.
I'm assuming probably like 50. Ish,
well,
48
you know,
to 52.
You know what happens when you assume.
Yeah, I do. I make an ass out of you and me.
Feel like there's a spider crawling on you.
What?
But so I wrote I wrote a little birthday dedication in the show notes. If you fucking mosquitoes, how did that get in here?
Well, you had the door open when I got here, so
son of a bitch.
That's probably
anyway.
How. They're out like on a fucking rampage.
They're
lately.
Out. They're. Like white on rice.
I need to eat a shit ton more garlic so they stay the fuck away from me. That's the trick, dude. Lots
I need one of those lasers that are blue that like set shit on fire and like
so you just like set them
on. I will like lightsaber Yoda just Jedi destroy fuck
there'll
them.
Be like little holes all over the fucking house
lines and
yeah.
shit all over the. Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome
and lots of dead little fried mosquito bodies.
But yeah, the gemhole.com I gave a little shout out there. I said happy birthday to my mother. Without her and her mom and her mom's mom and so forth and so on, none of this would have been possible. So,
true.
From all of us to all of the moms that came together to have sex until one of them popped me out, thank you.
Thank you, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. And donate because I'm broke right now and I could really use 20 bucks.
Thanks. I could also use that.
Thejamhole.com/donate, of course.
We need money.
So, the
we
Jamhole...
definitely need money because we're doing this next annual live show. So
that's right. So if you want something for money, we're all out of shirts. We have stickers. There's Jamhole Church stickers, thejamhole.com/store. Check that out. I fixed the store. It's all good.
Maybe I'll do some original artwork and we'll auction it off.
Well, what I was going to say is if you guys are thinking September 25th, we're doing the second annual Jamhole live show.
And if you want it to be fucking awesome, awesome,
well, what
we're
I'm saying
need
is
some donations.
If you guys weren't there for the first one and you haven't seen the video yet, it's $5. You can watch the whole thing and then you'll kind of know what to expect.
Yeah.
Burger says, did you give her a hug and sloppy kiss to her from me? Kind of. Thank you.
Ew.
I read her that. I got there. I'm like, Mom, you got some at replies on Twitter. Amham said this and Burger said this. And
was she like, whoa?
She's like, oh, tell Burger I said hi. Like, okay, Mom.
Okay, Mommy.
It's so weird. Tell your weird podcast listeners that your mother said hello.
Erato Toys says, when and where is the live
she'll
show?
She'll see you in the chat room.
Let's go over this live
okay,
show again.
Okay, I will make a Facebook event on the Jamhole group, so make sure you're a member of the Jamhole group. You guys are slacking, I see. We need to invite some people to this group because just recently, if you listen to the Hotbox podcast, hotboxpodcast.com, you will notice that the... how do I say that? The Hotbox Facebook group has surpassed the Jamhole Facebook group. And I just want to say that that's pretty amazing.
It
because
is.
Because the Jamhole Facebook group has been there for like 2 years.
Well, you know,
and the Hotbox one has been there for like 8 weeks.
Well, it,
so,
it was kind of nice that you know, she got to start a podcast with someone that already knows what to do. So it
I
didn't
know.
Sound like
she,
shit. So she's her first, you know, your first episode
sounded pro.
Yeah,
our beta
pro.
Episodes were pro.
Right, and so that makes a big difference there. Plus, she has a lot of connections all over town and stuff. Look at what she does, and she's in love with what she does.
Exactly.
And she projects that, and people like that.
Helps.
A lot of people are into this huge
They
pot
pick
movement,
up on that.
Dude,
Everyone smokes, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's where it's at. But
and, you know, there's...
It's cool. I kind of feel bad for her that she didn't have to go through... Like, you know, the first 20 episodes of nobody listening, nobody interacting.
Yeah.
Like, first episode,
really
she
shitty
was like...
ones that sound all weird.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, she got to skip all of that. She was, like, grandfathered
straight
in. Straight to the first live show we did, fucking 10 listeners.
I remember MDS sent us an email or something saying, you know, it's really awesome to hear, like, you know, a first and second episode that already sounds crystal clear. It's
totally.
Thank you and blah, 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 because...
And it was cool
people
to take all this
that,
and
man.
Apply it to, you know, something else. It's cool that
at
least one of my ventures will be somewhat successful. I said that on last night's show.
I'm really hoping that this becomes successful because this is the one that I'm a part of and I'm starting to feel a little left out here.
See, take Amesby, for example. She says, I'm not really into pot, but I'm totally into Sandy and her passion for
it. Yeah, she has a fucking huge passion for it, and I don't like smoking pot either, but dude, when she sits down and talks about it...
She knows her shit.
She will grab your attention and you will sit down and listen, dude. Like, she knows her shit, and she fucking... She
knows the shit, and I talk the shit, and we keep it funny, and we keep it somewhat relevant, and we try to educate and all that, and it's a good
try
thing.
Try not to curse and everything.
I try.
That's pretty great. I like how you put the bag over the boner poster.
It's a 3D boner poster now. You can see if you were here when you come here for the live show.
We should find a way to put the purple dildo there.
He's packing it in. It's packed.
We should totally find a way to put the purple dildo right there.
So, basically, if you're a member of the Facebook group for the Jam Hole, you need to just go to invite new members, and you need to just do what I did and just add everybody you're friends with.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them. I'm going to need you guys to pass the hot box just for Dana here. She's getting kind of sad
you
about
mean
that.
The Jam Hole?
I'm going to need the Jam Hole to pass the hot box. That's what I said.
Oh. All right.
Play that back.
You said I'm going to need to...
Anyway,
whatever.
I'm gonna need to pass something else, and
because I'm feeling a little left out here. The hot box is starting to get really successful and everything, and that's super awesome.
Oh,
and
so
there's
gonna
be lots of financial backers, I'm assuming, because she's got a lot of people backing her and supporting her and everything.
It's gonna be my day job
but,
pretty soon.
Yeah, dude, I still have to. Fucking
you watch.
This sucks, dude. Like, I still have to come here and do this show for free. And...
Hey, well, check this out.
What?
The Jam Hole?
Mm-hmm.
Only gonna do it once a week from now on.
What? No. Don't do that to me. That's bullshit.
I wouldn't do that.
No.
Okay, so I'll make the event like we did last time, thejamhole.com/forums. Apparently Ning hasn't shut down the free forums yet because it's still there. So if you're not a member of the Facebook group, be a member of the forums, vice versa. I'll make an event on both. But for you guys right now, September 18th is the Hot Box Live show. That is our Roach Market. We're having a big weed party with panels and discussions and all that. That's
right.
September 18th. That's a Saturday.
That's not just going to be a show. That's going to be like a huge
this
convention.
This is a day-long event.
Right.
This is Hemp Fest plus Cannabis Cup plus discussion panels like what they do at TAM. We're going to have growers there. We'll have the MMGA there, the Montana Medical Growers Association. All that shit. We're going to have people with booths. There's going to be food. There's going to be music. There's going to be Hotbox Live episode 27 is going to be there. So that's Saturday, September 18th. The weekend after that is Saturday, September 25th, which will be a year exactly since our last live show, which is at thejamhole.com/250. You can watch the trailer for free, and if you got $5, you can buy the full video, high quality or audio or whatever.
And that
it's
was the
there.
Last time I was in a dress, and if you guys are lucky, I might wear one again.
You know you will. You love the attention.
I might, maybe.
You love the
we'll
attention.
See. It blew my mind, though, you know, everybody coming there to, like, meet us. That
I know,
was
right?
like
who the fuck
holy
are we?
Shit, you know. They're like,
cool.
You know, shaking my hand. Oh my god, I'm so glad to meet you, Danny, and blah blah blah. Like when we pulled up and met Burger, dude, like the look on his face was like, oh my god, I'm so fucking happy to meet you guys. That was super fucking
cool. It was
cool.
Great. It was
oh,
a good
yeah,
time.
Dude.
We're going to do it again, and it's going to be even more fun, and we know exactly how to do it and what to do and what not to do, like what the Basement Boys did.
And we got the same venue,
exactly.
And so it's going to be super cool.
Red Fox might be coming down, so we'll do a little spork roast show. He might write a little stand-up so we can make fun of him. That'll be fun. And, yeah, should be a good time. Camping, it's beautiful in September here. It's lovely. It's not super hot, but it's still, you can swim, yeah. You can fit, you can do everything in September. It's awesome.
Yeah, so they're saying in the chat that I shouldn't have left you because I guess now you're going to be in the money and all that crap. I'm in, so.
No, not at all. And I'll share, definitely. You know, I'm not greedy by any means. So.
I mean, come on. You got to give me a little bit of credit. I've been here for quite a while.
You're the Jam Hole co-host, dude. Right. And see, I figured it
I'm
out.
Still
I
learned, the first lady of the Jam Hole.
That's
okay.
Right. I learned my mistakes. I learned from my mistakes. You don't have guys co-host a podcast with you. Guys give a fuck. You have girls because you know what? Girls will never leave the show because they love the attention.
No, that's not it.
That's all it is.
Actually,
girls,
you know,
crave
if,
attention
if we
and
were
what's
still,
better than this?
If we were still on like episode like, I don't know, like 250 or something like that, I think I probably wouldn't have had a problem leaving the show. But since I've been here since like 150 and I've seen it grow and we've gotten new fans.
Well,
and,
yeah, that
you know,
too. But you like
thing.
The attention.
Well, and, yeah, that Thank too. But, you. Dude, you know, this, I
no,
like
I know.
This.
It's,
I like it.
It's your shit, too.
You know, yeah. It's a part of me now, you know.
Oh, and
regardless
also,
if we're having problems, if I'm pissed at you and
well,
I want to kill
you, well, this is separate
you,
from the relationship. The relationship yeah. makes it on the show, but the show is not the relationship.
Right,
so
right.
You got to differentiate.
Yeah, and you're still fun dude to be around, so
Fucking
I still
A.
like doing the show, and we both know how to talk shit, and we're pretty good at it.
That
so.
We do.
Come together, collide, and make some funny shit. So,
happy birthday, Nolly's Undead. It looks like the stripper I sent him got there. Enjoy the birthday anal.
Oh, and Bunny says, and they have tits. Everyone loves
That's right.
tits. That's
Everyone
true. I usually have more viewers than you do.
Tits. Usually.
Not
I got,
tonight.
I got,
you got
I
one
got
more
you,
than I do
I got
do
you
tonight.
By one right now. Shit. And yeah, Deco Punk says, and no one wants to listen to just guys.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's
you know
a few shows
like
I listen to that
most,
are just dudes.
Well, I don't know. The most successful podcast that I listened to, one was like, you know, DV, but...
Just Tim.
That's just Tim. And
that's
he,
a different
he's kind
of kind
of
show.
Like a fruity dude anyway, so
yeah,
he's really fun
of.
To fucking listen to. He's got that weird voice and talks about really crazy
right.
shit.
And when it's just
then,
you doing a show by yourself, you can do stuff with
right,
like all the sound effects,
right.
and that's why he doesn't do a live show, because
right.
he spends... more time
oh, yeah,
putting
dude.
His show together than we probably spend recording ours. And
I
his
really,
show's a half hour, you know?
I love the tests of patience.
Oh, my
Those
fuck.
Are, like, my favorite.
Oh, my fuck.
Ooh,
Burger says, how was the sex Monday night?
Monday night was wonderful, dude. We had amazing, sexy time. So
good stuff.
It was great. And I think you even woke me up in the middle of the night and I gave you a blowjob.
Yep, I do remember that.
And I swallowed and I turned back around
because
and went back to sleep.
I know, I figured that. I was like, she's not getting up. I'm not getting up. Fuck it. I'll fall asleep with this on me. I don't care.
It was pretty nice. It'd been a while. And cuddling up to you naked's pretty nice. I think you're the only person that I have slept with naked like that, that knows how to spoon with me right.
It's because I'm soft and supple.
No, you know
touch.
How, like, when we lay down
with
together?
Just a little
like,
layer of fur, just enough to make it super soft. I'm like a chinchilla, kind of.
Kind of.
Super soft.
You know how when we spoon together?
I'm a ninja
and,
chinchilla.
You know, like, I'm the big spoon and you're the little spoon type of deal?
Okay.
It's so comfortable for some reason because you like it when I shove my knee almost all the way up your ass.
Are we going to talk about this again?
It's so comfortable. I don't know why. And you like even like move your ass
I'll, like,
to like
spread
get
cheeks
more
open
on my
and
knee.
Like put them in.
Yeah. So
it's comfy.
You're one of like the
Thank
only
you.
People I've ever slept with that spoons right.
Red Fox says Spork Roast is dudes and we're awesome. Well, that remains to be seen. If you can get your website working, maybe
yeah.
I'll listen to it.
But yeah, so yeah, kidding. Monday night was wonderful sex.
I helped you.
It was awesome. We watched some Stargate. Been
That's
a while.
That's right. It was like the old times.
Yep.
Me, her, and Sean just sitting
on
the couch watching Stargate.
Bro-ing down.
Bro-ing it the fuck
fucking
out.
Fucking making fun of Ronan there. He's like, I'm not good at writing.
Hey, Ronan, I'm going to need you. Ronan, I'm going to need you to go ahead and start filing your off-world reports.
Yeah, your mission reports.
Your mission I don't write.
I'm not good at writing.
He's and it's so funny because Sean totally called that shit. The dude hands Ronan the voice recorder. He's like, well, I figured that. So you can just speak into this. You can just talk to the voice recorder. And as soon as he said that, Sean's like, hey, I'm not very good at talking either.
And then
instantly Ronan's like, hey, I'm not very good at talking either.
It was like word for word, dude. Like exactly what he said. It was so awesome.
We almost rolled off the couch laughing. It was R-O-F-C-L.
And
it
then
was awesome.
At the end of the episode, it was great. He's like, here, I know this wasn't really a mission, but I did a report anyway. And the recording was like, what was it? He's like, a bunch of... Michael tried to take over and blow up the place. We stopped him. End report. It was so great.
It's so awesome.
Want to go spar?
Yeah, I'm going to go spar.
It was so great,
Think
dude.
About my dreads.
I miss that show so much, dude.
Yeah, we need to finish watching that.
Yeah,
it's
we've only got a few episodes left.
We're almost done.
We're almost there. We got to watch some True Blood tonight before I get out of here, so.
Yeah, there's a new episode of that out.
That's getting really good.
The Boondocks doing, killing it.
Yeah.
The last episode. Oh, my God. That show is so funny. It's like my fill of the N-word. For the week. It is so funny. Like, I have to think sometimes, and Sean brought this up, and he's like, do black people watch this show and, like, do they think it's funny? Because
I bet they do.
You're totally making fun of that whole culture. Like, you know that, right?
They're making fun of everything, dude.
Yeah.
Like, wiggers and everything.
Everything.
Like, the two white kids.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all
Winslow
like,
or whatever.
Yeah, dude.
Eddie Winslow. Or what
and,
the fuck's
you know,
name?
Yeah, black kids, and then you got, you know, Ruckus or whatever, dude.
Yeah,
like
the Negro hating
race,
Negro.
Yeah, come on, dude. Like,
it's such a great show. And
dude,
then
they
the
make
IT
fun of
crowd,
everybody.
The IT crowd started.
Yeah, I know.
And that's
I saw.
Been wicked awesome.
We watched an episode of that.
I love that show.
Like last week or something. That was so great.
Good stuff.
I like the black dude. What's his name?
On the IT crowd.
Yeah.
There's no black dude.
Yeah, the black dude with the fucking weird
the afro.
Bro.
He's
yeah.
white, dude. He's not a black dude. Moss?
What? Yeah, Moss
is not a black. Whoa, dude. Look him up. He's not black.
He's mixed with something.
Dude,
he's
I'm gonna.
He's gotta be something else, dude. He's not just white. He can't be. He can't
be. I'm telling
be,
you,
dude,
he's a white dude. Richard Ayoade. Ayoade. AOAID.
Okay.
Chris O'Dowd is the one dude, and he was in that frequently asked questions about
was
time
that the
travel.
Dude who
remember?
Was all sad about the girlfriend.
Yeah,
in the
yeah,
last
yeah.
Episode?
That's Chris O'Dowd. He okay. was in frequently asked questions about time travel, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then the other guy that plays Moss is Richard Ayoade.
I love his voice. He's like, show.
Yeah, dude. He's
Let's go
white,
and
dude.
Play some Dungeons and Dragons, and I'll be the dungeon master or whatever. He makes like a little sound
he's
playlist.
So funny.
So, like, the
he's
shit.
Like the Sheldon of the British
yeah.
IT,
yeah.
you know, because it's a British show. And then
Sheldon's way better though.
Well, I mean, obviously,
you know, he's,
but
he's
yeah,
super
he's
cool.
a he's a white
I would
gentleman.
Fuck Sheldon just because it would be awkward and weird and funny all at the same time.
Do you think so?
I would have to record that. And you know what? I'd probably
you'd
post it online
for
you.
You'd have to show him how to do it, I think.
I'd be like, you know what? Just hold still and let me do this.
Just sit there.
And just sit there.
Yes, he, Ayoade, I pronounce,
Moss.
I don't even know. Ayoade. Ayoade. Right. Okay. He was born an only child to a Norwegian mother. And
Norwegian?
A Nigerian father. Interesting.
I knew he was mixed with something.
Interesting. I did not know that. Wow.
That's why he's so dark complected.
No shit. That explains the fro.
Yeah, I was.
You've got
I thought he was like black something because I don't know.
You've got a Nigerian fro, sir. I guess he was.
And
in
it's
the,
like parted. Like
oh wow, he was in the Mighty Boosh too. Episode 2 of that. Interesting.
The Mighty Boosh. What's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I don't know. I never watched that, but.
I don't know. But yeah,
anyway.
That's an awesome show. And yeah, True Blood, dude, is getting fucking awesome.
It's getting pretty crazy.
Yeah,
huh?
Like fucking awesome. The new car that, what's his face got? Super cool.
Right?
Way cool.
Did you see when he got his ass beat? Almost. And then Eric came in
oh,
and
yeah.
saved him.
Like
right.
rescued him
okay.
and shit.
Spoiler
I like how
alert.
He turned around and looked at the dudes and he's like, you want some, anybody else wants some more of this?
He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, fuck
so
you.
Funny. He was about to get his ass raped.
Totally. It was awesome. I'm kind of sad, though, because of Bill, you know?
Hey, that'll happen.
God, it's going around.
He
dude.
Had
it's
no choice.
Fucked up.
Everyone's breaking up, dude.
It's kind of sad.
Bill and Suki.
I understand, though, because...
Us and them and...
Well, because...
My buddy
Bill,
and
like, you know, loves Suki, so he doesn't want to, like, pull her into it. So he's like,
though?
Okay, we can't
was
be together.
It all a ploy?
I don't know.
Dun, dun, dun.
Was it all a ploy?
I don't know. I don't really read that much into it, but
it's super cool.
Right
I'm
on.
Digging it.
So that's what you should be watching.
True Blood. Fuck yeah.
And that other shit. So.
So anyway.
The United States has spent more than... How much would you say we've spent on war since September 11th, 2001? The infamous day. Where are we at?
Right up close with the war on drugs.
Actually, I think this is past the war on drugs. We have spent...
Do we need that guy's like calculator?
We need
that
a war
invented with
on,
like extra fucking spaces so we can fit the
we
whole
need a
number
twat
in there.
Clock. The war on terror clock. Twat. TWOT. Twat. We need a twat clock and a twad clock.
A twat.
We have twad clock. We need a twat clock.
So how much?
Over $1 trillion on war since September 11th.
Holy fucking shit. I bet they haven't even spent a quarter of that over there warring with us.
What is that? Yeah, I know.
They just
they're
kill
like,
us and take our weapons and shit and then
they're
come
buying
back.
Fireworks from the Chinese and making IEDs out of them. We're like
ghetto rigging them to work, right?
We're rolling there with like UAVs and shit, yeah. Like remote control bombing them, and they're just like, whatever, dude, we'll get you when you walk by that car.
It should just go back to like old school guerrilla style instead of all
this
high tech crap that you're wasting all of our taxpayers' money on.
We're here. Here's our warrior. You're here. Where's your champion?
Right.
And then they fight it out, and then we all go home. And
my best against your best.
That's
it. Let's
do it. How it is.
Fuck it.
But no, this is like my drones against your fucking ditch bombs.
Or march your 1,000 to our 1,000 and don't shoot until
really,
you can see the whites in their fucking eyes. And
I'm
going to
raise
go
legions.
You know, none of this like sneaking around
like
and
Rome.
Like blowing up and yeah.
Just
like,
how many
like
legions
300,
do you have?
Dude?
I have 5. How many do you have? I have 7. Let's go whoop some fucking ass.
Like the movie 300, dude. That's what
well,
it should be.
We're much more evolved now. I like to think.
I know, and we're spending a lot more money on being evolved.
Well,
okay.
Honestly, though, if the government's the one spending the money, they just like it's their money. I mean, make more.
No,
right?
It's taxpayers' money.
Right, but I mean, they
much.
Made the money initially. This is their whole system that we're using here. So
right, but it's even though
well,
they're doing that, somehow we're still in debt.
You should have made a better system then.
They should have because money is supposedly supposed to represent gold, which we don't
yeah, that
have.
Doesn't
and
happen.
I don't even know what money represents anymore. It's just paper
money,
shit.
Check this out. Money represents our military might.
Our military
right because will anyone we owe money to would they come and collect a debt from us? Fuck no, because mm-mm. If they did, we'd start war with them too. We don't give a fuck. We have nukes. Money is backed by our nukes. That's it. There's no silver reserves. I don't think there's no gold anywhere that's worth. It's a fucking mineral. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I know. I never saw the point in that. It's just shiny.
I'm saying if you break it down to the basics, like when this reverts back to fucking dark ages, your gold ain't gonna be shit. Your fucking silver
it should have been
be
diamonds
shit.
That were worth something because they can actually be used for
that's
shit.
Right.
They're hard as fuck.
I can take apart some Chinese fireworks and make a pretty wicked shrapnel bomb out of some diamonds. You know?
Yeah, dude.
You get shit. Those things will gold, shred
you,
dude.
Gold you can scratch, you can break, you can crack it, all that,
but
dude.
Gold is shiny. And we are shiny.
Shiny,
happy people holding
diamonds
hands.
Are shiny, too. Diamonds are really
that
pretty.
That is true. Yeah. Like, when the bomb blows, you're like, ooh, shiny. Oh,
that's
they
so
just
pretty.
Shreds your fucking face.
It hurts, but it's so pretty.
Adjusting for inflation, the outlays for conflicts in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere around the world make the, quote, war on terrorism second only to World War Dos.
Wow, dude.
That's two for our English-speaking listeners.
We will probably...
never
surpass that, actually.
End this war. No, that's our country now.
What?
I've said that before. Like, we're there. We're there. Like, that's our place now.
And it's stupid to
it's
me.
New
dude.
Middle
it's,
America.
It's retarded.
It's new middle
to me.
America.
I don't.
Know?
I think they should just get the fuck out of there. They should just stop because
you
there's nothing else
just
there for us to fucking do.
Or back one side, give them some weapons, and let them finish it. And
yeah.
Then finish them. And then we can have new middle.
Because they're all warring against each other.
And over
shit.
Dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to re-brainwash those people like you have with us to get them living a westernized life. Like, mm-mm. That's never going to fucking happen over
I
there.
I like how we do it, though. We go in... we fight them and
we
shit.
Pretend.
We tear them down, and then we stay there for years afterwards, trying to help them rebuild their civilization
after
that
we
the tore
shit.
The fuck down.
Well, yeah,
that's stupid.
But they were tearing it the fuck down on their own. We're just more efficient at tearing shit the fuck down.
But why are we rebuilding them? I don't understand.
No,
you know,
Because we want them on our side for some reason, because underneath
who
that land...
Who gives a fuck, dude?
We do.
You know?
Because there's oil in them hills there.
And there's oil stuff. In the Gulf of Mexico.
And other
go
stuff.
Get that.
Remember that story we read a while ago about the other minerals that they found massive deposits of under their land there?
What was it?
I forget what exactly what it was, but I remember talking about that we weren't there just for the oil. Like, I bet they knew that this shit was there. I forget
we're
what
the
fuck.
We're a bunch of greedy fucks, you know? We have completely. Everything that we need here.
Well,
in
if
all
we
honesty.
Redid if we redid a few things and we, you know, we use the marijuana a little bit, we could be completely self-sufficient. We wouldn't need China to give us shit. We
or
need
do
anything.
The fucking, you know, solarized car thing and stuff, the hybrids and all that.
Mm. Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, it's Blackdoor.
Oh, what up,
hey,
G?
How you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, man?
Hey, well, you're on the subject of war and IEDs and shit. This is really for you, Matt. Have you heard about the RFID bombs that they're putting out?
Negative.
No.
I know what RFID is, though. Tell me.
Yeah, so the new U.S. passports have the RFID tags in the passport.
Right, I got one of
and
those.
So what, so what the terrorists have started doing is... you can get those little cheapo readers, and they'll plant them in trash cans.
Interesting.
And it'll read the RFID tag out of your pocket.
Right.
And the passport.
And then detonate.
And when it goes, oh, American citizen, and it'll blow up the trash can.
That's ingenious. That's terrible.
That is terrible.
But that's a smart way of not having to be there, not fucking with tripwires.
Right.
How do you scan for that? Now you have to scan RFID channels to see if there's anything scanning for your shit, you know?
That's intense, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So how you been?
I've been pretty good.
You coming up?
I mean, working full time, so.
Amen to that. You going to make it for the live show? September 25th, you got a few months.
Oh, man, I wish, but school starts up, and I'm
yes.
still stuck in college. So.
You know, we'll do it every year until you're ready.
We'll be here
we'll be
when
sure,
you're ready.
We'll be sure to be super good at it by the time you're ready.
I think
yeah,
our
I'll
first
be out there
one was
for,
super
what,
good.
Like 2012, I guess.
Nice. Well, you're going to have to be because after that, that's it.
I know, right? Yeah. World ends.
So, well, what are you going to study in school? You got anything in mind?
Oh, I'm doing the computer science track right now.
Nice.
Program, web design.
Good.
Yeah.
We will put you to work.
Hey, Red Fox says, wow, that's a really clear call. And I was thinking the same
yeah,
thing.
Hey.
Like, this is the first phone call that
are
we've
you?
Had in a long time that it's just fucking awesome. What are you on a
it's
cell
an iPhone,
phone,
isn't it? Tell me it's an
phone?
iPhone. Tell me it's an iPhone.
No, I'm calling you from Skype on a... I actually got my podcasting rig all set up here. It's a Snowball Blue microphone or
those
something
snowballs
like that. Those
snowballs are pretty decent.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're cool looking.
It's clear as fuck, dude. Sounds awesome.
Hey, that's how podcasters roll. When we call other podcasts and we're on our shit, we sound good.
Well, what happened with fucking Tim when we interviewed him? It was like...
That's because Tim is gay. And his gay
his
is fruity, fucking with his...
Skype couldn't handle the
right,
fruity.
It's just too much gay.
It was just too much.
Skype can only handle so much gay. All right, well, anything else, man?
No, I think that's it.
Awesome.
Have a good show, guys.
Thanks for the call,
thanks
man.
Thanks for the call, man.
Holla back. Galactor, everyone. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I didn't even think of that. Like, that's so easy to do if you think about it. Like, RFID is constantly emitting. So they don't have to wait for, you know, you to turn something on or to trip a wire. Like,
yeah.
You just have to be within range, and that's it.
Boom.
That's fucked up.
Done and done.
So what about people that got the RFID implants in their bodies and shit? You guys don't be going over to New Middle America anytime soon.
Yeah, that's not a good
and
idea.
And Burger says, ha ha ha, Snowball. All I can think of is the sex act. Yeah, I kind of giggled myself too. I was trying to keep it somewhat mature, but thank you.
Yeah, well, we can count on Burger for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So anyway,
the report costs of major U.S. wars by the Congressional Research Service attempts to compare war costs over a more than 230-year period from the American Revolution to the current day, noting the difficulties associated with such tasks. Since the 9/11 terror attacks, the U.S. has spent an estimated $1.15 trillion. What do we have to show for that, by the way? Did we get a shirt or anything like that?
I think we might have gotten
shirts.
We
hung Saddam. We hung him. Right. So that, I
and
mean.
And I'm sure there were shirts made.
Was that worth
I didn't
a
get
trillion?
One. No.
Probably not,
no.
Huh? Hmm.
No. He was kind of useless anyway.
Yeah, like, he was pretty old.
Yeah.
We kind of went after, I don't know. I mean, it's better this way, I'm sure, but I don't know if it costs that much money to do that. You could have gave me like 500 grand and I would have went over there and done that and
yeah.
hung him myself,
yeah.
you know.
World
War II costs $4.1 trillion. When converted to current dollars, that would be $296 billion.
Berger says, do you have a link to this article? You want to post that in the chat for guys
just
to see
for
real
you?
Quick?
Sure, I do.
Because, you know, they'll also be in the show notes since you, if you, you know... Can wait,
when I do them the day of the show, I'm sorry. Until I quit my day job, that's kind of how it's got to be right now.
Yeah, you got a lot of things.
No one
on
reads
your plate,
it anyway.
So.
I did notes. I did notes one day, and I was like, if anyone reads this, just send an email that says, "Hey," and I got one. So fuck you.
No, I read them every now and then. Just I
well,
don't always
you didn't
have time
read
to.
That one, did you?
Well, I don't always have time to, dude.
No,
the only time
well,
I'm really on the computer is
I don't,
when I'm here.
I don't
so.
Always have time to write something, okay?
Well.
I have to do a column for this weed magazine.
Uh-huh.
I have to write.
You've got a lot on your
quit.
Plate, and
I
understand.
I need to quit my job. That's all.
And just sit here and do this
well, not here,
all the
but
time.
Yes, somewhere. Yes. And do other stuff, but yeah.
Work on your podcast.
Could you imagine how awesome this would be if I had all day to like do stuff?
Dude, I would
I'd learn CSS. I'd do so much.
Dude, I wish that this was the only thing that I had to do. Dude, I would put a lot more into it if
shit, yeah.
if I didn't have
to. If I wasn't
fucking...
tired from delivering 2 tons of fucking water every day when I got home, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, I would definitely take the... If you had the time, I would definitely take the time to sit down with you and learn what I need to know to fucking help the jam hole grow so you can work more on, you know... the hot box and everything else so
or
we could collide
you could just
and
do what I asked and do the laundry and the dishes and stuff while I do this. That's why I don't show anybody. Because I don't want to do the laundry and dishes. Come on. My time is spent better.
Well, I would like to actually help our show
you
grow.
You
want to
start your own podcast?
No.
Danny,
it's
Danny
a lot of shit, dude. I don't want to fucking...
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why my mom was like, why don't you just start your own show? You don't have to go over there all the time and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Mom...
You have like $10,000 to buy
I know.
Equipment
I'm like,
and
Mom,
computers and a server and figure out WordPress and learn CSS and probably some HTML.
I'm like, look, dude, we've already
fuck
got
that.
A foundation.
Fuck that.
We've built, you know, a community and everything. I was like, I'm just going to stick with this because... This is, you know, we've already got this going. I'm not going to start up something new, okay? And
I don't know
all that shit. I would get it so jumbled and fucked up.
I would
it
love
be
so much
worth it
to listen to a podcast of you and your mother.
I no, not my mother. Are you
yes,
kidding me?
Yes,
I would never
no.
have her on.
I would love that.
If I had my own podcast, it would have to be
you and your mother with a guest spot of your dad every now and then, just for fun.
Nah.
Oh, it would be amazing.
I could have my dad do a show. My dad's a smart guy.
It'd be so much more entertaining with your mom, though. Trust me.
It would just be a fucking train wreck, dude. I would be sitting there the entire time shaking my head going, oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
Berger says Danny and her gay brother, who is now straight, apparently.
He's not really that great at talking shit, dude. I don't know. He's cool talking one-on-one, but if you put him in front of a mic, I don't think he really understands what to do.
Nah,
a lot of people get that, too. Like.
Yeah.
A lot of our guests, you know,
that's
when we put a mic in front of them,
anyone
they get
podcast.
Shy.
That's why not everyone does this.
Yeah, they you put a mic in front of them and they get shy. They lose their train of thought.
They
don't know what
to
say.
Or they have to be drunk.
Or they talk over you or, you know, yeah. they're just... You got to be a certain type of person to do it. And that's all there is to it.
Red Fox says, I don't either. I just have Matt do it. as far as knowing CSS and HTML. That is true. I've helped him with... a few of his things.
But yeah, if you had the time, dude, and since I have the time now, like, I would be here trying to fucking figure this shit out so we could build this and make it that much better.
Well, soon.
I would.
By the end of this year, I
would
predicting
put all my time and effort into
by
this
the
shit.
End of this year, I will be done working, delivering water, and I will have more time to do this. And I will be selling weed for a living.
Will you be my sugar daddy?
No.
Damn it.
Sorry, get in line. If you can get along...
I've been in line, damn it.
...with the other
I've been here. I deserve something.
Yeah. You left. You don't deserve shit.
Hey.
So.
Hey, come on.
Hey.
From this show, I deserve something.
Well.
I worked pretty hard for this show.
You deserve
I've put in my dues.
You
for
deserved
the show.
Your phone bill being paid as long as it was.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Which I still need to pay. So, thejamhole.com/donate, because I'm so short on money right now for that. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Burger says, too late, Danny. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, World War II consumed a massive 36% of America's gross domestic product, a broad measurement of the country's economic output. The post 9/11 cost of the conflicts is about 1%. Comparison costs of wars over a 230-year period, however, are bullshit. One problem, there's problems, and yeah. So, a Congressional Budget Office estimate from 07 said the cost of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq could total $2.4 trillion by 2017, more than double the current amount. Okay, so we're not going to leave then. Like, we'll definitely be there by 2017 if 2012 doesn't destroy the world. Right.
Sure.
Right. Okay. That'll be fun. We'll all be looking forward to that. Moving on, this is kind of an interesting story. A cross-dressing man. Okay.
Okay.
AKA transvestite.
Right.
He was caught having sex with a dog, AKA canine. What's I forget the Latin. Canis. What the fuck's a dog? What's the genus name? It's Canis something. Fuck me.
It's a fucking dog. What
AKA
kind of dog,
a
anyway?
A fucking dog in the moat of an English heritage castle. That's
what?
Classy.
In the moat of an
in
English...
In the moat of a castle.
A cross-dresser in the moat of a castle fucking a dog.
Right.
Was it like
it's
a Scottish terrier?
It's a Shakespeare, probably. It's a Shakespeare play. Don't
worry English
about it.
Bulldog, please. Yes. You know?
It was the queen. Oh, that was terrible. The cross-dressing...
Was it a cross-dressing dog?
Perhaps. The cross-dressing man was caught with the animal in the dry moat of King Henry VIII's Pendennis Castle. We perhaps saw a picture of that in the Tudors. Overlooking Falmouth Bay in Cornwall, the 33-year-old mounted the pet after it chased him out of sight of its woman owner.
Whoa. What?
There's a lady walking a dog. The dog chased the guy. The guy got out of sight of the woman and then fucked her dog. Yes! That's totally what happened. That's amazing. I'll teach you.
Yeah, no shit.
The dog comes back all like fucking
wobbling.
Bowling and
shit. Did it say
the
what
dude
kind of
comes
dog
back,
it was?
Like smoking a cig, like petting it.
I hope it wasn't like some smallish.
Oh,
you know,
it's gonna say
poor
somewhere.
Little dog.
The owner had been walking around the ancient castle with a friend when the pair spotted the lone transvestite. He was wearing a black dress.
The lone transvestite.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
In the shadow of the sunset.
Right?
Arrows, a lone transvestite.
The guy who wrote this article was just having a blast,
they called
I bet,
him
dude.
The Wanderer.
The Wanderer. Go
they
on.
They called him the Wanderer.
Wanderer.
That's right. Yeah, he was wearing a sexy black dress, walking around the steep-walled empty moat. As two ladies spotted the cross-dresser, he ran away. Later, run away!
Run away!
Run away!
Oh, no!
Later, one of the dogs chased after the man. By the time the woman had caught up, the man was having sex with
the
dog. That's awesome.
Oh, God.
Castle staff then restrained the man after they allowed him to finish, of course, because we're polite, and they called the cops. Pendennis Castle, managed by English Heritage, is popular family tourist attraction and was heaving with visitors in high season.
Awesome.
You know what else was heaving?
The visitors,
visitors
that saw him fucking the dog.
That little dog's ass. Oh no, I was talking about his dick was heaving.
Oh, I could just imagine
the visitors
like,
being the sperm.
I could just imagine like
you fuck. Shut up.
Dude,
that was brilliant.
A tourist
totally
group
like
being walked through and like shown everything and then they're like, and over here is the moat and oh God.
Amazing.
A transvestite screwing a dog.
Take a picture. Oh,
that's actually common back then. That's what they
did. Yeah, no, this
did.
Is
yeah,
part, of,
part
the
of the
tour.
Right.
You guys actually paid extra for this.
Right. That's
I mean,
an actor. He's acting.
A real dog.
Right.
He's acting like he's right. He's acting like he's really enjoying this. Wow, he is selling this play. That's amazing. I've never seen
we
such
pay him
passion.
A lot.
He loves his job.
He does.
He takes his work home with him sometimes. If
oh,
you
God.
Know what I mean.
Gag.
He was escorted home and later made a, quote, full and frank confession. And received, a caution for outraging public decency.
A caution?
A caution. A warning, if
a
you will.
Warning? He didn't, like, get fined for, like, indecent exposure and
rape?
Animal cruelty.
How about
and-
rape?
And bestiality and
the dog did chase him, so I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe the dog
gotcha,
asked
fucker.
For it. Maybe the dog humped his leg first, and the guy was like, "No, dude, like this." Like, and then he just plowed.
Dude was like,
plowed.
"Do you like it? Huh? Huh?"
He just plowed the field.
God.
A spokesman for the English Heritage, they came out with a statement. "Quote: This was a very rare incident, right, guys?"
Well,
right,
that was
guys.
Common.
I mean,
I don't
now,
really...
you know, back in King Henry's days, I mean, you know, dog's a dog, and, you know, women were dogs, too, so what's
well, I mean,
the difference?
If that act was common, I don't think I'd ever desire to go there, ever.
That's right.
I don't think I really want to see transvestites on the streets or in
it's
castle
beautiful.
Moats
it's
screwing
beautiful
dogs.
There. The way the sunlight just glistens off the back of the transvestite's slip, oh. it's beautiful.
Is it wonderful?
It's beautiful sight.
It still hasn't said what kind of dog it is.
No, it didn't.
I'm really curious about that.
What kind of reporting is this?
I wonder if it was like a Great Dane.
Oh, it would have been
you know,
awesome.
Like, put a fucking tutu on it and
oh,
shit.
Oh, fuck. Let's just assume for funny.
At least if it was
a
Great Dane,
it wouldn't
like kill it. If it was like a Chihuahua.
That's right. Great know. Danes have big, giant assholes, huh?
They're like as big as you.
They
dude.
Have great assholes.
They do?
And with great assholes comes great poop.
Okay.
It was in a Spider-Man movie, I think. Moving on here. This is kind of awesome. This is for you here. It can be a traveler's great fear sitting near a screaming child on a passenger plane.
Oh, God, yes. That is a great fear.
You walk down the line.
Every
you're
time
like,
I'm on a plane, dude.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on.
Every time I fly, I try to bring, like, something that's going to knock me out, whether it be, like, some kind of narcotic, Dramamine, or alcohol on the plane, or
I always,
whatever.
I always try to get good and blazed.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
On
like,
the way there, at home, and then on the way there, and then real quick while I'm parking the car, and then I'm good.
Yeah, dude, I cannot... One, I don't like being cooped up in a small place like
see, that,
that
shit
high up in the
bother
fucking
me.
Air.
It's just killing the time.
Well, I get motion sickness, too.
Oh,
so
see,
like,
don't
it,
bother me either. I'm
it
not
freaks
a pussy
me out.
Like you are, so... I
well, you remember
it.
The plane ride over to New York.
Yeah. You were all right.
I was all right.
You were
yeah,
like,
but...
you were tying a tourniquet off on my hand from how tight you were holding it when we took off and landed.
Well, yeah, I don't mind when we're cruising.
Once we're in the air, it's fine. It's the going up and getting down that I freak the fuck out like a baby.
Well, it makes my stomach drop through my asshole.
I love that shit. I love it. It's like a roller coaster.
And then when they're trying to find the cruising altitude and they're going up and down, dude, it makes me so sick and I just want to fucking vomit. The first time I got on a plane coming back up here because I took a fucking Greyhound bus from here to Florida. And I was like, I'm never doing that again.
Never.
So horrible. Fucking.
Do you remember those commercials on TV where they're like, anywhere in the U.S. for 66 or less?
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Never again. And it was really cheap, and now I know why. But, dude, being on a Greyhound bus for almost five
and
days.
Then they wonder why everyone used Greyhound to traffic drugs.
Right, yeah. And on my birthday, too, it was 419, so that was even
nice.
Worse. There's a bunch of fucking smelly people that have been on the bus just as long as I have that all fucking want to smoke pot and keep asking me for pot and keep asking if I want to smoke pot. So I was like, I'm never doing that again. So when I came back, I flew. Dude, the first time I fucking flew was horrible.
No one asked me to smoke pot, but a guy did ask me to strip search, so... You know,
no.
Take
no.
the good, take the bad.
It sucked, dude. The first time I flew, they put me on, I flew out of Tampa, and they put me on this huge commercial fucking jumbo jet, and it had the four seats in the middle row, you know, and then three on each side row, so it was huge. And that was cool, because the bigger the plane is, the less you feel all the shit. But then we landed in fuck, what was it, Salt Lake or something, right, and they put me on this tiny ass little plane.
Yeah, the puddle jumpers.
Oh, God, dude. It made me so sick. I hurled
Horizon
like
prop planes. Those
yeah, dude. I hurled for like 20 minutes
those
in their bathroom.
Those are so great.
Especially, and I hate walking around on the plane because I have like this weird feeling that, like, I don't know. It's just I don't have my footing and it just feels weird. Yeah.
It is really great when there's only a couple people on the plane and you all know the pilot because they fucking fly those things. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
You think they can take off, dude. Fucking. Woo! It's so great. They don't give a fuck, dude. Stewardess is like tossing glasses and shit in the back. Just like, oh my God.
But yeah, dude, like, I've been on a plane with kids and shit and people with babies, and with a baby, when they take off, you know, they babies can't pop their ears, and so they have all that pressure, and they start fucking screaming and shit when they go up. Dude, it's the most annoying thing in the fucking world. It's so
fucking
aggravating.
They should have to put babies in the little car, in the little pet carriers.
They should.
And then just put them down there.
They should. I even flew with a fucking puppy that didn't whine as much as fucking
I know,
baby,
right?
Dude.
So are you ready for this?
Oh, and by the way, I my first time flying, you know, on that big-ass jumbo jet, behind me was like an entire group of high school cheerleaders.
Yes.
Going to some fucking
competition. See, too bad you didn't like
chips. Or whatever.
That could have been
no, they were
true.
All like 13 to 16 and like dumb as a box of rocks.
You
could have
waited,
dude,
until you were flying over Alabama and then made
and
your
then
move.
It would have been okay.
And then made your move. It would have been cool for about 10 minutes.
God, no, they drove me nuts the whole way. They're like singing these cheers and shit. I'm like, will you just please die? I'm like, just go.
Yeah, Burger
die.
Says should have a minimum age to go on a plane. Absolutely. Just
absolutely,
like,
dude.
And like restaurants,
and, or,
dude.
Or
and
just pay that much extra.
In the UK, it's considered rude, or so I've heard, to bring an infant or a baby into a restaurant.
It's
like
rude.
They just
here.
Don't know that, but it's like they're like, people won't do it, they don't do it. I that's what I've heard.
It
but
should be fucking, you know, common sense. But here
when we were waiting to
I
get
think it's
sat
rude
for dinner tonight, there was a lady that came through holding like this baby, like literally looked like it had just been born like yesterday, for real. And I was like, oh, that's gonna be fun. Please.
Yeah.
And
do you remember when we were out to dinner at Mackenzie River?
Fuck babies.
And we were sitting there,
I mean,
and dude,
don't fuck babies,
no,
but fuck babies,
right,
dude.
But we were sitting there having dinner, and dude, like, it seemed like all around us there was kids. And remember, there was like some family or whatever that let their like little 4-year-old just like run back and forth right by us. I was fucking going nuts, dude. And then like to our right or whatever, there was like a screaming baby, and then that one starts screaming, and then behind us another table with a baby. Here's that baby screaming, and it starts screaming. Ugh.
It's a domino effect, dude. It's the baby butterfly effect.
It should be considered fucking
it's the BBF.
Rude.
It's the baby butterfly
People
effect.
Should just not fucking do that.
A baby cries in row 1A, an infant in row 4C.
They should be
explodes.
They
That's
should,
the baby butterfly effect.
They BBF. Should be like your friend, you know, and get a babysitter before they go out or do something, okay? Get a fucking babysitter or get it to go.
Or how about stay home and raise your baby?
Right.
That's what you
get,
wanted.
Fucking get delivery,
you kept
dude.
It. It's what you wanted.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Don't bring
Don't
it out.
Don't make me
and,
deal with it.
Until it
so
can
check this
fucking
out. This is awful.
Respect
okay.
loud so, issues. Yeah. Noise issues.
The
Keep
traveler's
it
great fear. Thank you for that. U.S. tourist Jean Bernard,
Jean
who
Bernard.
Embarked on her dream holiday to Australia and New Zealand in January last year, alleges the trip became a nightmare when she boarded a Darwin-bound Qantas plane in Alice Springs, walked to her assigned seat, and came face-to-face
with
a dun-dun-dun. 3-year-old boy across the aisle.
Fucking toddlers,
stare
dude.
Stare down. The boy allegedly... Are you ready? Leaned back over his armrest towards Miss Bernard and let out a scream. A scream so severe that blood erupted from her ears, leaving her, quote, stone cold Steve Austin. No, stone cold deaf.
Are you serious?
It left her deaf. Blood erupted like
it
so
popped
many
her
Mentos.
Eardrums?
In a Coke bottle.
It popped eardrums. The baby.
I would have round house.
Yeah.
That kid's head off.
Round house.
Off.
Dude, yeah. O-F-F off.
And then I would have took a dump.
And choked the mother.
And then I would have shoved baby and head, which is now off, back up the mother's
vagina.
Birth canal.
My cousin Deco Punk says, sue the shit out of that kid's parents.
Hey, why do you got to say my cousin?
Because he's my cousin.
So?
He's my cuz.
He's not special.
He is special.
He's not a mod.
He's my cuz.
Everyone special. In the chat is equal.
No.
I'm going to be like,
I'm kidding,
oh,
it's cool.
My new girlfriend says, like, I'm not doing that. Why do you got to say cousin? My brother, MDS, says, see, I don't do that.
Yeah, you do. When your brother's in the chat and he says something, you're like, oh, my brother says...
No.
Yeah, you do.
I say whatever the fuck his name is.
I'm sorry. It just came to me. He's my fucking cousin. Just fucking it just, like, came out of my mouth. I'm sorry. I won't ever say it again.
That's cool, Deco. She's, like, proud.
Deco Punk, whatever.
She's proud that you're her cousin.
I am proud. He's a cool kid.
You guys kissing cousins?
No.
Is she cute?
He.
Word.
And... No, I don't think he's cute.
So, that sucks, dude.
He's my cousin, dude. I'm a,
oh.
Come on. It's okay. Family.
Thank you.
Oh, ew.
Blood erupted from her ears. Could you... This is like... Maybe he's a mutant. Is he an X-Man? He's one of those things... he's one of those Asian guys in Jumper that scream.
Deco Punks is not from West Virginia.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Galactor says, can I be my irritating buzz follower, Galactor?
Yeah, I suppose.
That's awesome. Me, him, and Red Fox and the Hotcakes guys are like the only people I know that use buzz. Buzz is so awesome, though. Yeah. I love buzz. Anywhere I'm at, I can just pull up the map and talk shit about that place, and it goes there. It's amazing. All day, I'm on that shit.
So, erupted eardrums, blood.
He's
from
a
this
mutant. He's an X-Man.
Child.
An X-Men. He's one of the X-Men. His power? To blow up your eardrums? Screams. No
God.
Other passengers were injured, which kind of leads me to believe that maybe he's not a mutant. Because if he was a mutant.
He had it targeted to that one. That's what he was doing.
No, I don't think that's how that ability works.
He's like, I don't like your face. I'm going to go
I've
ahead
read the
and
stat sheet
scream.
On it. That's not how it works.
That's so horrible, dude.
It's
don't
like
know.
It's like Cyclops. It's either like on or...
Dude, I don't know. I would fucking have...
I would have hit
oh my
that
God,
kid
dude. Yeah.
So fucking
oh,
hard,
yeah, dude.
Like, not even of my own accord. Like, that would have been reaction.
Yeah.
Pure
from
subconscious
the pain,
reaction that my ears are bleeding that I just made stop whatever was causing that pain.
Yeah, and you know
by
what? In court, I bet you could get away with that,
any
too.
Any means necessary.
Yeah.
I would have... Oh, my God.
You could plead to the jury and be like, my ears were bleeding. I needed
round
it to stop. I'm
house.
Sorry I killed the kid.
Round house.
And the mother. I'm sorry. But she let him do it, and she deserved it.
That's amazing. Ms. Barnard was helped off the plane and taken to it. Now... I'm curious, was that an exaggeration? Like, it was so loud that blood erupted, or was she for real, like, bleeding out of her ears? Because that's fucked up if, like...
That's some loud fucking...
He would have had to have been right there, and
it said that the
like,
kid leaned over...
And just ripped his little fucking screaming head off, and,
well,
like, threw it to the mom.
It was a lady, right, that busted the eardrums,
yeah.
right? Was she sitting behind or next to the kid?
Across the aisle front.
Across
he
the
leans
aisle.
Leans over and just belts it out.
I wonder what the parent did. Did they just like reach over and slap the kid or like
reading,
grab him and be like, what are you doing?
The parent reading her Danielle
yeah.
Steele novel.
She's just chilling.
In
like,
another world.
Just like, oh, you know, he does
so yeah,
that.
She was helped off the plane, taken to the hospital in Alice Springs, ruining her trip that began in Brisbane and Cairns. And after Alice Springs and a visit to Ulululu was scheduled to take to her Darwin, Adelaide Miller, who gives a shit. Okay, so, quote, the pain was so excruciating. I didn't
yeah.
even know I was deaf, she said, reliving the incident during a deposition
like,
for a
is
civil
it-
lawsuit she filed against Qantas. She's suing the airline.
Maybe they should have like separate flights
maybe
for people
they should
with children.
Have individual seating and each chair is inside of a soundproof box.
No, what they should do is they should have separate flights.
Because I don't want to see you either.
It's like, oh, you need a flight from here to here, and will you be having a child fly with you? Yes. Okay, let's book you on this one. Boom. You're on the plane with all the other fucking kids.
You know? Absolutely.
That's the way it should be. I don't want to be subjected to your fucking screaming ass child and get permanent fucking ear damage. Are you kidding me?
So she's been in this lawsuit with Qantas for more than a year.
Bunny says
she's 67.
Bunny says the parent was maybe long deaf. Maybe the parent was deaf already from that kid.
Maybe
fucking
the parent
doing
just
that.
Had that frequency totally tuned out. Like, maybe. I don't even hear you anymore.
Yeah.
You annoying bastard. So I hate you. I hate you. Look what you did to mommy's stomach. I hate you. Have you ever seen that? That's,
yeah, it's disgusting, dude.
That, like, creeps me out, especially when,
like,
you're
sometimes,
like,
sometimes the chicks look good and then they take off their
that's
shirt
what I'm
and
saying,
then
dude.
It's like this
dude.
Nasty bag of
it's a, like a pouch.
Stuff.
It's,
yeah.
And you don't expect it.
And
you're
like
kissing and licking and then all. Oh, dude. That's
it's like a fat
Warnful.
Kid that lost
Warn,
a bunch
hey.
Of weight and it's all like.
Warn me next time. Warn a brother, okay? That's all I'm saying.
It looks like
I appreciate
beef
it.
Curtains
you're
on the
still beautiful,
gut.
But that's weird.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Tuck that back in.
So the lady was 60 something?
Yeah. And she
maybe
claiming
she was already going out.
Right, maybe. Yeah. She claims she suffered severe and permanent injuries, including sudden sensorineural hearing loss from the child's scream, and sought damages for physical and mental suffering, medical expenses, and loss of impairment of earning capacity. Her lawyer
yeah.
argued Qantas was negligent because the plane's cabin and cockpit crew failed to, quote, take all the necessary precautions to prevent the accident that resulted in her, quote, injury. That's, I don't think that's
I don't think
their
it's the airline's fault.
If anything, you sue the parent
yeah.
or the kid when he, like, if you ever get rich, you owe me $1 million because you blew my fucking eardrum.
Yeah,
and if
no
you
kidding.
End up being just another piece of shit like the rest of us, then oh well.
Well, you got to figure this lady.
But what does the
is
plane company
old,
have to do
okay.
with that?
Well, this lady's already old. She's probably
a bitch. Probably.
Well, it says it took down on her earning capability, so I guess she's still working, which kind of surprises me. I figured she'd be on like Social Security or some shit like that.
You should be retired. Wait, we don't retire anymore.
Right.
There is no more of that.
Right. So, I mean, I guess if she was still working for a living and stuff, and that actually
Check
like cut
out.
Down
so,
on that, I would maybe probably ask the parents to be like, look. Your kid did this to my fucking head, so you
what if
might want to pay for it.
Didn't.
What if the kid didn't? What do you mean?
Qantas' legal team vigorously fought the case, claiming there was evidence Mrs. Barnard had a hearing problem before she departed the U.S. and defended the flight staff and crew, telling the court plaintiff's injuries, if any, were caused by the arbitrary and volition act of a 3-year-old child. Quote, flight attendants cannot predict when children aboard an aircraft are about to scream. There's no evidence that the child was screaming in the terminal or on board the aircraft prior to the particular scream, which allegedly caused the damage. They're good.
There should
They're
just
good.
Be separate flights for people with children.
Yeah, Bunny on Belay says, yeah, if the kid actually stabbed her ear, the parent would get sued.
Yeah, it should be,
right.
You know, if you have a child flying with you 10 and under, you are on a separate flight. That's all there is to it.
So,
that's what it should be.
Qantas referred to emails allegedly written by Ms. Barnard to a travel companion prior to the Australian trip in which she admitted wearing hearing aids and submitted a volatile email Ms. Barnard allegedly wrote a day after the incident to the U.S. travel agent who booked the trip. Quote, I guess we are simply fortunate that my eardrum was exploding and I was swallowing blood. Had it not been for that, I would have dragged that kid out of his mother's arms and stomped him to death.
Awesome.
Then we would have an international incident, she allegedly wrote. What a crotchety old lady. That is so amazing.
It's going to be me when I'm old.
I would have took his little ass outside and stomped him to death.
Well, I mean, what did you say? You're like, I would have just fucking roundhoused.
Well, fuck,
you know?
I would
have
ripped his fucking head off.
Dude,
but
seriously.
That's not me. That's like just subconscious reaction. Like, that hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I want that to stop.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Roundhouse.
Yeah,
absolutely. The warring
Knock
parties.
Knock that little kid's head off.
That's right. The warring parties, however, announced last week to the judge handling the case that a truce had been reached, and they, quote, entered into a confidential settlement. Interesting. Free flights.
Settle
for
your, out of court.
For the rest of your short little deaf life.
Right. You won't be flying too much longer anyway.
What the fuck? Yeah,
next flight,
cares?
You're going to have a heart attack and die anyway.
Ainsby says, where did they get the emails between her and a friend? Maybe she wasn't a very good friend.
Maybe.
Maybe she ran her mouth a little.
Maybe she got hacked.
Maybe.
Could be.
You don't know. There's a lot of people, a lot of pirates out there looking for booty.
The airport's fucking lawyers, like, you know what? I bet you I can hack this shit and figure out what's going
on. What's the password? Yeah. Australia. Try Australia. Holy shit. Look at that. In another email, Mrs. Barnard wrote, quote, I have signed a confidential release and settlement agreement with Qantas Airlines for the lawsuit about my having been rendered deaf on a Qantas airliner. As per the release, I will no longer communicate with you regarding this incident. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to live the rest of my life in paradise. So. Well, at least you won't be able to hear any other annoying babies screaming.
Some, you know what? They really should.
Burger says, her password was password. I'm a dumb old fuck. Do you remember back in the day when people actually did that?
Yeah.
Like, I bet there's a few here and there left. But
oh yeah,
for the most part, people are smarter than that.
I hope
or
so.
Or like when the movie Hackers came out and everyone was like, my password is sex, or my password is God.
Bah. Love, God, sex,
that's so stupid.
All of that shit. Or like,
dumb.
Your girlfriend's name.
All
or
of the
like...
passwords are three letters. Cool.
Yeah.
That's God. Super strong on the meter scale of passwords.
Like if you check this out. If you call somebody and you get their answering machine, and you
or karate,
and you hit, oh God, that's so mean. But if you call somebody, you get their answering machine, hit pound, and then put in their year of birth and see what happens.
Most of the time, it pops right open.
Yep. Me and Ashley sat down and did that once with a couple different people.
Phone freaking,
huh? You
try, you know, the
month, the day, and the year, or just the year. Usually it's just the year that they put in, and it's really fun.
Well, yeah,
like,
because how many other four-digit number codes are you going to remember? It's either the last 4 years social or the year of your birthday, four, or your whole day.
I know your debit card
four
pin.
Letters. Yeah, but that's dumb, and you have to have the card to use that, so whatever.
I'm not going to steal your money in school.
It's got 420 in it.
I know, that's what blew my mind. I'm like, are you serious?
Because who cares? It's my debit card. If you manage to have my debit card, congratulations. Other than that, you're not going to use it.
Well, and plus, your bank... if they noticed theft, they would refund the money from the theft. It
and
would
plus,
take forever in a day.
I know everybody that works at the bank, which is awesome, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, anyway, so.
Burger says, or the last four of their phone.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People do that, too, because they're stupid.
My mom once got me a phone line, like when I was younger, like my own line, and she got 6288 was the last four.
6288?
M-A-T-T.
Are you serious?
755 Matt. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, mine, I've used my name before, D-A-N-A, you know? It works.
Of course.
Someone's calling me. I have no idea who the fuck it is.
Put it
anyway.
On speakerphone.
You want me to?
No.
I totally will. I have no idea who it is.
Do it.
Oh, that's, damn it, I'm too late.
Awesome.
This is a missed call.
All right, last story before we got here. Nelson, B.C., a woman accused of killing a 12-year-old autistic boy in British Columbia, believed her son was, quote, the chosen one, and her daughters were an angel and the Virgin Mary. The eldest daughter testified.
What?
Okay, did you all get all of that? I know you're on your phones now.
Repeat one more time, please.
Okay.
Slower.
Nelson, B.C. This is Canada, keep in mind, where they're nice, right?
Sure.
They're nice and religious. Now, a woman is accused of killing a 12-year-old autistic boy. Okay.
Okay.
Believed her son was the chosen one, and her daughters, plural, were the angel and the Virgin Mary. The eldest daughter testified.
And so that's why she killed the autistic
kid? Because he was the chosen one. And as we all know, the chosen one has to die before he can come back, fight the devil, and come home.
Wow.
It's like a movie, kind of. I think it is a movie. I think someone made that into a movie. It's much better than the book.
I wonder if he was like a high functioning autistic kid to where he was like super smart or something.
Yeah,
autistic
kids can go either way. They're either really cool and smart and like productive, or they're totally fucking annoying and you just
whacked out of their mind,
smack them in the face.
Yeah.
So.
And usually, if they're really smart, they're really smart with like one thing.
The loud
ones. They'll
be
amazing mathematicians, but they can't spell.
Right.
You know, like shit like that.
So if you have an autistic kid, like teach him stuff and I'll put him to work.
Yes.
Programming.
We know somebody with an autistic kid.
Yeah, we're going to put him to work too.
Hacking
the Matrix.
He's a trip too, dude.
He is a fucking trip, dude.
He
I can't wait until he gets older and I can have him come on the show.
Like he doesn't moderate the volume
at
of his voice.
All. At
hey,
all.
Hey guys, I'm right here and I want to show you this. This is really cool. And my name is dude. It's like,
it's so funny.
You just want to grab him and set him down and be like, calm down.
Calm.
Here's some value.
Calm.
You know, like,
give me the value of alley-oop.
Right?
Yes.
I bet you he's going to be one of the high functioning.
He's going to be a cool motherfucker when he gets older, though.
He's going to be
really
smart, I bet, as soon as he figures out how to moderate that tone there. he's a trip, though.
Lauren Graham told a BC Supreme Court on Thursday that her mother, Kimberly Ruth Noyes, once believed she had to sacrifice her younger daughter in order to, of course, then resurrect her.
Okay.
And
when has resurrection actually fucking worked?
Never.
Okay.
So far.
Then what is wrong with you
people?
We're
still waiting. He's coming back. Believe that. He's coming back. And he's going to take us all with him.
Well, I would wait to try resurrection until I see it work first.
Erection.
That's funny. You're a dumbass. Anyway, go on.
and to top it all off, she believed, this is the whole problem here, okay?
Right.
Are you understanding this? Okay. She believed her now ex-husband was the blank.
Antichrist.
The devil.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was so right.
Graham, a 23-year-old mother herself, testified via video conference from her home in Texas. Hit her. Noyes is charged with second-degree murder in the death of John David Fulton, whose body was found in her home 2 days after he disappeared. Back in August 13th, 09, up in B.C., Grand Forks, holla. Graham, who left home at 15 but returned in the summers to visit her mother, said that Noyes, who's 43, had always been active and taken care of herself until she lost her fucking mind. Quote, she came home to visit a month before the murder. She found her mother despondent and disheveled. Quote.
Despondent and disheveled.
Right, just sad and... just dead, pretty much.
Huh, okay.
She didn't want to talk. She lost 40 to 50 pounds. Her eyes were sunken in. Basically, right. Graham said during questioning by the defense, she looked really sick. She had hit rock bottom as far as mood. And as we all know, what happens when you hit rock bottom? You find the good Lord and he raises you back up.
I haven't found
Amen.
Him yet.
Well, you ain't hit rock bottom then, sister.
Well, I hit it pretty hard. I just went splat.
Maybe
I didn't
you
really
didn't look.
I didn't really find God.
Well, maybe you didn't look.
I found a rock.
God is there.
Nah.
But only when you really need him.
No.
He's like a genie.
I found some stuff to blow up, and that made me happier.
Maybe there's your God, then.
My God is gunpowder. Let's
awesome.
Keep going.
she wasn't there. She had a glazed-over look. If you tried to punch her, she wouldn't have blinked. We tried. She didn't. She did fall over, though.
Okay.
Graham said she called a mental health caseworker who said they would take her to the psychiatric ward. The doctor looked at her. There wasn't enough evidence to force her into hospital. It's fairly difficult, he says, to get into a hospital these days, so it must be a fairly acute case, like totally suicidal and shit, he said. Another psychiatrist testified on Wednesday that Noyes did not recognize that she had bipolar disorder, refused to take medications, and believed she had supernatural power.
Oh God, dude.
That right there is enough. Like, when you were like, my husband, my ex is Satan, and my son, my daughters are angels, like, that would have been enough for me to be
yeah,
like,
you're nuts, dude.
Here's your room.
You know, here's the funny
have a
farm.
Nice life.
Let's go there. Here's a padded room.
But they're like, you know, we need to, that's not enough.
I guess.
So they diagnosed her, blah, 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 manic delusional episodes, suicidal depressions, bipolar disorder, of course.
Bipolar fuckers are kind of
crazy.
Crazy,
and
yeah.
Annoying as fuck. And yeah. Liars. Stop yeah. lying. I know you like to tell stories, but fuck.
Compulsive
try to tell
liars.
One that actually happened.
They tell stories to try
so
and
annoying.
Like fit in with you type of deal
yeah,
to try to impress you.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I know a few people like that, and it's like I just stare
they're
at them.
They're
kind of
like the one upper.
Not, yeah.
It's like yeah. that, but they're like
you start talking
maybe,
about something.
Maybe it's not their fault though, because they're bipolar.
You start talking
like,
about something and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, this one time and blah
I
blah blah.
I did that same exact
blah,
thing,
blah.
But totally way better. It was awesome.
Right, and they interrupt you while you're telling
oh,
yours
totally.
To tell theirs. It's
and
like,
then they tell theirs better and louder.
Yeah.
Ugh. Am I bipolar?
It's kind of like my uncle Fred in Florida, dude. He was always the one upper. I'd be
you just put your whole family on blast. That's fucked up.
I don't like
I get yelled
that,
at about
I don't
it.
Like that guy.
Oh well,
at
fuck
all.
You then, Fred.
But no, dude. Like I was trying to pressure wash fucking cement, and he's like, no, this is how you need to do it. You need to grab. I'm like, dude, it's fuck. I'm squirting water on the floor to push shit out the door.
You're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
no,
you're, he's
you're
like,
doing
you're doing it.
It
wrong. I'm like, how am I doing
it's
it wrong?
It's gotta go east to west,
please,
not north yeah. to south. You dumb
please
shit.
Please enlighten me.
What the
you know?
Fuck?
Like every fucking little thing was, you know, I could do it better than you, and this is how it needs to be done, and I know everything, and I know how to do it all right.
Deco you know? Punk knows. He says that angry ass Fred. All
it's
right.
His dad.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Is your dad a dick? Is
yes,
your dad
he
listening
is.
Right now?
No.
Tell him
he
he's
hates
a dick.
This show. Actually,
really? Tell him he's a dick. Tell him the Jam.
But my aunt likes it.
Fucking A.
My aunt and my cousin like this show.
Well,
Fred's just like an uptight asshole. So
hey, Fred. Chill out. Shut up.
He means well, but he's a total douche. Anyway, go on.
Oh, but come to Florida and meet my family. It'll be fun.
I never said that. You meet some of my family. You don't want to meet Fred. I don't even want to see Fred. So
word.
Yeah. Like my aunt will call me and we'll talk for a little bit. And she's like, "Fred's here. Do you want to say hi?" I'm like,
"No,
not really." She's like, "Okay."
Click. So each time this lady was in a manic phase, he said, quite psychotic, completely rejecting the notion that she was mentally ill. Noise
well, of
believed
course.
Her
I'm
death.
I'm not crazy.
No. Check
no.
this out. I'm not crazy. You know how I know that?
Watch
because
me resurrect my daughter.
My dead body. Woo! Woo! Drink the Kool-Aid, guys.
Yeah.
It's so good.
This is my Jesus juice.
She believed her dead father was God, that the devil was in her house, and that God was coming in a helicopter to take everyone away. That's how I know you're nuts. God would never use a helicopter.
No, fuck that.
VTOL.
You just come down like skating on a cloud.
Yeah, totally like Silver Surfer, like
yeah.
shh.
Like, oh. I'm like a golden cloud.
And then you wake up, and none of that ever happened.
Right.
Because none of that's real.
Right.
Okay.
They pull that IV out and stop giving you Dilaudid.
Right, and then you come to and you're like,
oh shit,
this again.
Reality. Gay.
Quote, she displayed no signs of agitation, anger, verbally aggressive behavior, grandiosity, and no insight, she said. He said, who cares? She told him she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit with 7 babies.
What?
7 babies.
Was she even pregnant, or was she just saying that?
I don't know. Yeah, you're in the hospital, dude. That's if you're lying about that, somebody's gonna figure it out.
They're like, yeah, we just tested your piss. You're not even pregnant. No,
yeah.
But I am.
You don't even have ovaries.
I absolutely am.
It's the Holy Spirit,
right?
You don't
right.
understand.
Yeah, it is.
You don't understand. There's 7 of them in there.
It's gonna happen.
They're all holy,
and
then the world's gonna end. They're all mine.
They're all mine.
My babies.
They're mine and God's.
Where are my babies?
They're mine and God's.
Ours.
All 7 of them.
In March of 2009, her third visit, he said she was aggressive, non-compliant, and had stopped taking medication some months before because she thought she did not need them. Well, that makes sense. At least we're thinking logically now.
I stopped taking my medication, but it's because they were giving me weird nightmares.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. No, like it was Prozac, and I would take one, and like a half an hour later,
I can't take that shit.
No, I took a nap like a half hour later, and I had the worst nightmares I have ever had in my life.
Fucked up, huh?
And I dig like Hellraiser shit and stuff, and this made me wake up in a cold sweat,
like,
shaking,
crying
and
yeah, dude, that's fucked
dude,
up.
Dude, it was fucked up. After that, I was like, no, fuck that.
They
I'm
wanted
not
me to try taking
anymore.
That stuff when I went through detox the first time because they're like, you're gonna get depressed. I'm like, oh, no shit.
Yeah, no, dude, I am not taking
I like,
that shit.
Dude, I was like freaking out.
Yeah,
dude. That
dude.
Shit, it's so vivid. Like, it does something to your brain,
yeah.
And it's like, you're, I don't know, man. It's hard to explain unless
yeah,
you've been
and
there,
I would
but.
Skip out on like 5-10 minutes. Like, I would, I'd be sitting in my room and I'd have a notebook or something and I would just come back to and I'd be in the kitchen doing something and I didn't know what I was doing, and then I'd go back in the room and I'd look and I totally wrote something and I don't remember doing it. Like, I would just completely space out and just be gone for like 5-10 minutes. I did not like that at all, like in one place and then in another, like
it's
in a blink
weird.
Of an eye. Yeah, fuck that shit,
no
dude.
Good.
And those nightmares were fucking horrible, dude. I have
just
never
deal
had
with being depressed.
Yeah, yeah, fuck that, dude.
Everyone's like, depressed. That's just how it is.
I'll just
you know
deal
why?
With it. Because
you
cool.
fucked it all up for us. Thanks.
Yeah.
So yeah, he told the court that he worried she was capable of hurting herself, even taking her own life, but he did not believe she was capable of hurting another person or a child. And then he ate those words completely up. She stayed at the hospital a fourth time, and that was the last time he saw her. She told the court that only about 20-25% of patients are fully well when they're discharged from the ward. A couple of times he felt that applied to her. Where did she fall? The Crown Court asks. He says on a couple of occasions she was fully well, and then there was that one occasion when she wasn't fully well, you know, when she sacrifice her children.
Right.
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 Defense attorney pointed out to the court that Noyes' condition worsened over the years, yet she continued to take smaller doses of the medication than when she first started. So it got worse even though she was starting to take less of the medicine, which makes sense.
Right.
If you would have taken what you were supposed to, maybe it wouldn't have.
Would've
I mean, maybe it would have eventually.
Put your head in the right place.
Exactly.
See, people like that are actually kind of nuts do need medication, okay?
Right.
I actually
and
have
really
a level
nuts.
Head, and I am
but
smart,
see, that's
and I'm
the
not
problem,
crazy.
Though,
so.
Because then when they take the medication, they're fine. So then
yeah.
they think, oh, I'm fine, I don't need the medication
right.
anymore. When it doesn't work like that, you have to continually take it to be fine.
See, when you're a normal person like you or I, and we try to take something that's supposed to regulate your moods and shit, it totally goes haywire. So... yeah.
Chris says, I used to be on Wellbutrin when I was a little kid. I would sit at dinner back to wall and scream because I was convinced someone was behind me or have trippy daydreams that made me think I was a giant, like I was stretching up to the sky. Dude, that's weird. When I was a little
weird.
Kid, I used to have those trips.
My
like,
they put my dad on
Wellbutrin
when he tried to quit smoking, and my dad was like, he's like, it makes me feel weird, but I'm fucking happy
it's like
all
you,
the time.
It's when you eat Amanita mushrooms. Not like the normal psilocybin ones, but the Amanita muscaria ones with
the
fly.
Red and
they have,
white?
Yeah, the red and white ones.
Right.
The Mario mushrooms.
The Mario ones.
Those are like total disassociative. Like, they'll make you feel all big, and it's
yeah.
a weird feeling because, like, you're
you told
not
me about
big,
that.
But your mind is, like, totally projecting this larger you, and it's
is that
weird.
Why... That's the mushroom and Mario,
yeah,
and you get bigger when you...
Right.
Right. Awesome.
They ate those shrooms. We should grow some of those. Those are legal for
we
the
should.
Most part.
I bet you
they're
people
really
would
hard
eat those
to grow,
the
though.
Fuck up. Well, it's an outside growing mushroom,
yeah,
isn't it?
And
you
can't
grow it in a terrarium.
We can't grow it outside here somewhere.
Yeah.
They're cool, though. They're
maybe
cool
we can
looking.
Mimic the outside
They're just
effects.
Cool looking. They're like...
They're pretty.
They get big, and they're all like white
they're
with
pretty.
Red... Yeah, they're so
huge.
Cool.
Huge. Anyway.
So cool. So, yeah, they discharged her or whatever. She killed babies.
She's awesome.
Right. They asked her, in 07, did you know, they're talking to the doctor, the court
mm-hmm.
is, did you know she was going to sacrifice her 8-year-old daughter so she could resurrect her? No, Your Honor, I was not
I was not aware
of
her
this.
Plans.
Right. I knew she was reading the Bible, and I had a feeling she was around the part where that had happened, but
I didn't think she was going to mimic
it. She was acting out. Right.
Right.
Quote, you had no assessment that she would physically harm another person. He said, no, I never saw any indication she would harm a child. The trial continues. So.
Have you heard? Yeah, no, she didn't, you know, talk to me about that too much at all, you know.
I'm sorry, real quick, we have to talk about this one. I think Burger sent this in, but this is pretty fucking awesome. A 17-year-old boy visiting with his Pennsylvania family fell to his death while hiking on the coastal trail near Muir Beach, the overlook there Monday afternoon. He may have been distracted
by
his cell phone.
Are you shitting me? Like, he's
You've never done that, lost his footing and just ate shit? I've almost walked into fucking light poles because of
Well, yeah, I've almost ran into shit, but, like, I'm not... I'm not texting as I'm walking along a fucking cliff.
Well, word, right? I'm not, like, hiking and fucking...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm, like, mountain biking down the trail, like, oh, I gotta, like, see what's going on. Yeah, you know?
You don't do that. Good. You walk on the sidewalk and maybe text fell. And run into a sign.
Right, that's fine. You know, but I'm not falling 400 to 500 feet from the trail three quarters of a mile south of Muir Beach around 1 p.m.
I'm not that retarded.
He was pronounced dead at the scene about an hour later, of course. Quote, when they got there, the father had already reached his son by jumping after him. Apparently he could fly. He had already been there for 20 minutes. They began CPR, but there was no signs of life when they began CPR. Aww. Except
his phone?
In his phone. Very much survived the fall.
Did they see who... I bet you the dad saw who the kid was texting and, like, called and, like, blamed it all on him.
Was like, thanks. Like,
yeah. You killed my fucking kid! Like, you know.
No, actually, his phone did, but okay. So here's a good quote. You should not be distracted by cell phones or iPods or any other distracting agent.
Hey.
Way to phrase, hey, don't be distracted by distracting shit, okay?
Hey.
Thank you, hey.
Don't text and drive. Arrive alive.
That's right. Don't text and walk cliffs or you'll end up
dead.
A stiff.
Oh, a stiff.
Dead doesn't rhyme with cliff, you dumb shit.
Well,
that's why
dead,
I write the raps and you don't.
I didn't know you were trying to rhyme, but whatever.
Arrive. What?
I get it now.
Thanks.
Cool. yeah, you don't text while you're walking along a cliff. Are you kidding me? It's retarded. If, like, you're a rock climber and, like, you're holding on and, like, you're all strapped in and shit and you get a text and you just, like, let go to answer.
Well, one dude says the victim had to make an effort to get close to the edge. So it's not even like you're walking on a, like, a real thin single track or anything. He says, quote, I think he had to try real hard. The trail doesn't go that close to get somewhere like that.
Wow, so, like, he totally just veered
off.
Unless
he totally was not paying attention at all, like, playing some game or some shit. I don't know.
He's playing Doodle Jumper, man.
Doodle Jumper.
Fuck. I wonder what kind of phone it was.
Abduction, actually, is what we play. Doodle Jumper sucks for the Android.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Abduction.
Abduction.
The cow. The cow. Super cool.
Fucking way better than that doodle.
Fuck yeah.
My cow could out-jump your doodle any day.
Totally
of the week.
Could.
Any day of the week,
totally
any
could.
Pasture, don't matter.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Love the high jump. It's my
Love
favorite.
It.
Anyway.
So, anything else?
No, I'm pretty good.
Okay, so remember, September 18th, Hotbox Live Show, September 25th, Jamhole second annual
be there.
Live Show.
Fucking
tell your friends.
Be there.
Be there. It'll be a party. It'll be awesome. It's going to be so fun. I'm excited.
I'm super stoked.
And thejamhole.com, email info@thejamhole.com, 406-204-4687. It's the live show number. Leave a message, 406-8481-SEX. Send me an SMS or whatever. Pictures of your boobs, preferably. And, yeah. We'll see you Friday.
Friday it is.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.